brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Author of When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails, Matt Stein is our guest. I'll be giving the phone number out in the next segment. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're getting into an EMP test and detonating devices in the atmosphere to test it. And then I want to shift gears into your views on the financial crisis. You know, is the worst over? What's your take on that? But please continue, Matt.
Well, when they blew the EMP test over Kazakhstan, I guess they figured Kazakhstan's kind of like Okies, they didn't care, you know, and they had a whole bunch of generators on site. The military did, because they figured it was going to fry the local grid. Well, it actually induced so much energy in a power line that was 600 miles long, and this line was buried 2 meters, 6 feet underground. And it put so much energy into that power line that was buried underground, which you think should protect it, that it burned down the power station 600 miles away. And it fried most of those power generators that were on site, most of the backup military generators on site. Now, this was in the days before microelectronics. So, in general, those electronics of that day are considered 100 times to 1,000 times more EMP resistant than modern electronics with chips that are far more sensitive to destruction from EMP, from electromagnetic pulse. Well, if you extend that result from that test, then you'd say, okay, if we did an EMP today with modern electronics, well, it's going to fry all the control systems and the grid anywhere around all the nuclear plants. So if you've got a little teeny suitcase bomb, you know, small bomb, and someone buys a Scud missile on the black market and blows it off over northeastern United States, well, you get about a 500-mile diameter circle where it's going to cook most of the important electronics. Now, your personal electronics, your cars, most of those, contrary to popular opinion, they're going to work. But like you mentioned in the last show, you're talking grid collapse, infrastructure collapse, and so who cares if your car is working? You won't have gas, you won't be able to pump gas, you won't be able to refine gas, you won't have that. But the worst part is that those same backup sources of cooling systems and control systems for the nuclear plants that failed when the tsunami wiped them out after the earthquake in Japan that caused Fukushima to go, those things are going to fail all over the place. Now, we got more 37% of all Americans living within 50 miles of a nuclear reactor. So if we had an EMP within that circle of influence of the EMP, most of the reactors are probably going to cook and start melting down within a few hours at most after that EMP. Now, solar storms.
What about the chain reaction? What about the chain reaction issue of, like we see one power station go down on the East Coast and then half the East Coast loses power? I mean, if you do have a 50-mile area that loses it, couldn't that cause chain reactions?
Oh, well, you're not talking 50 miles, you're talking 500 miles. Now, think about it. In the East Coast, the giant 2003 Northeast blackout, 50 million people. What was it caused by? Oh, terrorists? No. EMP? No. Killer trees. They had killer trees in Ohio. And the power line sagged into some killer trees and shorted out, and that caused the cascading failure. Now, if a few killer trees can cause a cascading failure to take out power to 50 million people, what do you think an EMP that fries the infrastructure over a 500-square-mile distance? Obviously, the cascading effect is going to go much further, and it's going to take a long time for the other parts of the country to disconnect from this huge area affected by the EMP and get itself back up and running. But meanwhile, the area that's really cooked, well, it's cooked for a long period of time, because when only 13 of the major power transformers cooked in 2003 solar storm in South Africa, they had to do rolling blackouts throughout the country for an entire year after that, because these things are so expensive. They're $20 million a piece, tens of millions. They're like 300 tons. And they're 3 years to buy a single one. They're all custom designed. So if all of a sudden you buy a bunch with an EMP, you're screwed for sure. It'll be years to replace those parts.
All right, we're going to come right back. I want to continue with that and other big threats, and then phone calls straight ahead with Matt Stein. Our guest, his books are both available at InfoWars.com and bookstores everywhere. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we had him on a few weeks ago, and I wanted to have him back up so we could take some phone calls and get more into threats that he's researched that our society faces. You know, I told folks that we'd go to war with Iraq, and I was called a fearmonger. And I told people that they would start putting TSA on the strips, and I was called a fearmonger. And I told folks they'd start putting drones in our skies, and I was called a fearmonger. And I told folks that because of the derivatives, they would implode the world economy and set up a bank of the world. And I was called a fearmonger. That's now all happening. World government's being announced. I'm just following the globalist own white papers. And it is the different government laboratories, the Pentagon laboratories that our guest has talked about. He's got links to those on his website, in his books, where they admit that a major solar storm could destroy the power grid for much of the planet, and it would take decades to try to repair it. We're talking about power out for decades. Now, that's not fear-mongering. That's realist. That's realist. And, you know, you can say, well, not even God can sink this ship, and on its maiden voyage, the Titanic sinks. Our points are people aren't looking at this. They're not discussing it. They're not talking about it. We're going to go back to our guest in a moment. The toll-free number to join us if you have questions for Matt Stein or myself on this Tuesday edition is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But these are, we don't screen your calls, but then when I do have a guest sometimes, folks calling on any subject, we're talking about when disaster strikes, what we're talking about when technology fails. It's a wide area. But I'd specifically like to keep it to that subject, 800-259-9231. Also,
Don't forget that I have, in the last year or so, discovered the most amazing mineral, trace element, vitamin systems out there. You know, the government and the establishment media types say you need 70-something minerals and, you know, 25-something vitamins. But the folks that have developed Beyond Tangy Tangerine and some of the other products that we promote say that you need 90 minerals and essential trace elements to really have the full effect. And that's what Beyond Tangy Tangerine has in it, the Mighty 90. But there's a lot of other great products there as well, like Rebound, healthy energy drink with all the B vitamins and the rest of it. And then there's also Pollen Burst that I love. All available at InfoWarsTeam.com, the best products out there. You know, I've really only been following this intensely for 3 months, and I've lost over 37 pounds. Everybody can see the change. People were blown away that saw me in person up in Dallas. And I'm going to continue to lose weight. And it's because they don't even advertise these as weight loss. It's just when you're getting the vitamins and minerals you need, because the food's depleted of vitamins and minerals, suddenly you're not as hungry. So it's amazing. InfoWarsTeam.com. You can sign up and become a distributor and get discounts, or you can just buy right off the site, InfoWarsTeam.com. And I want to thank all those that have been trying it out because, A, you're supporting our broadcast, what we're doing, but B, and more importantly for you, you're finding out, I don't promote something unless I believe in it. I want to continue with a whole laundry list of questions I've got here for you, Matt, but what do you say to people that say that you're a fearmonger for bringing up the fact that, well, I mentioned this earlier when you first got on, Wired Magazine, your next car will drive itself. And now they're talking about these new robot cars that are on the roads across the country and robot 18-wheelers. They're talking about not letting humans drive cars because these are, quote, going to be safer. And that now they're saying the whole Air Force is going to be drone, all the combat stuff. So humans are allowing ourselves to be locked out of things now and allowing a tiny technocratic elite to control things. But then what about the other problem that as we become even more dependent and everything being centralized, we'll get to be like, you know, people in that movie WALL-E, where we're just a bunch of obese creatures that can't even brush our own teeth, and basically this giant automated system is doing it for us. What's your view on the fearmonger angle and this whole technocracy?
Well, as far as the fearmonger, you know, I say, was it fearmongering when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for 50 years said that New Orleans was a disaster waiting to happen, that the levees needed replacing? I mean, it's not fearmonger, it's just reality. And it wasn't a question of if the levees would fail, it was a question of when would the storm hit that would make them fail. So we're in the same boat. We've got this incredibly complex system in our world, and the more complex it gets, the easier it is to make it fail. I mean, look at the space shuttle. You know, a couple of O-rings and the space shuttle blew up, okay? That's, look at Fukushima. Oh, we didn't know. It's like, come on, you're on world's most seismically active place in the world, and you didn't know you might get a big earthquake and you might get a big tsunami? I mean, it's like, come on, you know, get off it. And so we're just, and the problem is that right now we get such a linked world economy that when it goes over the cliff, it's not like the Anasazis, where when it went over the cliff, yeah, a little piece of the world starved to death and disease and famine killed them off and their cities were abandoned and, you know, they moved elsewhere. The ones that were still alive moved elsewhere and life went on. Now it's like you take the planet down, there's no elsewhere to go. I mean, that's like that biodome I was talking about. $200 million can't keep six people alive for 2 years. I mean, come on, you know, we screw this one up, we're in trouble. As far as the world economy, I can't imagine it not going down. I don't see any indicators of the magic bullet that's going to pull us out of it without a drastic change in the way we do business in the world to where actually keeping our world going in sustainable ways is the number one priority. I mean, the problem is, the people who got the money, you know, think about it. If you're a corporate CEO, your number one priority is to maximize profit. Well, what does that mean? That means going to that part of the world where it's slave wages, where there's no health care, there's no concern for the environment, and it means taking those natural resources of the world and capitalizing them as fast and efficiently as possible for maximum profit before the next guy gets to it. Because if you don't get those fish, you don't get those trees, you don't get that oil before somebody else does, they make the money instead of you. So what does it mean?
So it's a mad rush.
Right. It's like It's like, who can get it all first before it all collapses, before we all hit the wall, before the giant train wreck happens? And we got to make the most money as fast and efficient as possible before the train wreck happens. Well, that's great for those guys in the top 1%, but it's obviously killing the middle class in America, because it means that, like Steve Jobs said, well, we used to automate. And he used to be seen as this model of a guy who still made stuff in America. And they automated iPods and iPhones, and they made them all here with automation and made in America and designed in America. Well, then they said, you know, if we want to change things faster and quicker, changing automated systems takes a lot of time and money. But little guys in white suits in slave conditions in China, they can just, you know, they're human beings. They're not machines.
Humans are still better than the robots. Humans are still better than the robots. Let me bring this up. The reason I have to agree with you is that the Rockefellers, the real elite, are all building giant private bunkers. Major governments are building giant bunkers with reactors and underground reservoirs. The billionaires are all racing to hide out in the countryside, whether it's John Wayne's family or whether it's the guy that made Avatar, James Cameron. And I've talked to some of these elites, and they say, yeah, this is all going to collapse. And they were telling me this 5 years ago, and all moving to the middle of nowhere, or small islands with electrified fences around them with machine guns. And now it's in the news they're all leaving because they believe in collapse. So the system's been so good at consolidating power. And Larry Summers, you know, he wants to be the head of the World Bank. It's now coming out when he said, hey, ship all the toxic waste to Brazil and places. That way we'll reduce their population. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, these really are a bunch of sickos. And so, yeah, now they're trying to race out of the country because they've been so good at consolidating things. So you mentioned what happened with Fukushima. People actually said, I looked it up a decade ago or more, hey, these are old reactors. They've been here for 30 years at that time, now 40 almost. You're storing all the waste here. It's on a major fault line. There's tsunamis. If there is an earthquake, it'll cause a tsunami.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and they said, don't worry about it.
It was all predicted.
Exactly. All predicted, but they're fear-mongers.
Right. Fear-mongers. No, we got it on. You guys worry about something, then you're a fear-monger. Well, you know, it's like, screw up. You know, they say I'm a fear-monger. That's their right. Everyone's got their right to an opinion. They can have their opinion. I just shrug it off, and I just say, this is reality. You know, Jesus said you got eyes and hear not, and ears and hear not, and eyes and see not. So it's like you do your best to put it out there. And that's what my books are about. I'm giving people the information they need to do their best for their family, to be prepared to deal with crisis and change in the world. And I talk about these things, and some people say, well, you're an Al Gore windup, because I actually believe that we're screwing up our planet. Well, go outside this winter and tell me if this is a normal winter in most parts of the country.
Well, listen, no. It's different. Here's the deal. There's obviously problems with the environment. Al Gore's solutions of paying him money, like an indulgence or something, that's the fraud. I mean, Ken Lay came up with this global tax. My point is, they co-opt the environmental movement.
Right. The movement, the problem is that the momentum of business as usual and the way we did it that got the people in the 1% to the being in the 1%, they have a huge stake in keeping that machine going the way it's been going. Problem is, it's killing the rest of us and killing the world. So,
but the 1%, like, no, it's not working. I mean, the 0.1%, the real elite, they're digging in like it's the end of the world, calling us kooks if we warn people.
But they got the money to do it, and we don't. I mean, I'm in a situation where if I'd spent them, if instead of writing my book, I just went out and worried about myself, and built that, bought the land, and built the off-grid thing. But instead, I racked up debt while I was writing my book, and still haven't even broken. 15 years working on it, still haven't broken even because of the debt I built up in the beginning. And my first publisher was bankrupt and never paid me, so that didn't help. But people say I'm in it for the money. It's like, no. You ask me why I did this. Well, back in 1997, I'd had a 20-year practice of mostly daily prayer and meditation. Not fanatic about it. I'm an MIT guy. I don't normally see and hear things. But I just made a generic request for guidance and inspiration. And on that morning, I got a bomb dropped in my lap. I received in my head instantaneously a pictorial storyboard outline for this mammoth project that eventually became my first book, When Technology Fails, to guide people to deal with these coming times. I didn't say, God talked to me today. you know, I'm going to go out
and
do it.
No, everybody who has instincts or an inner compass knows that things are wrong. I want to talk about that with you, then we'll go to phone calls on the other side. Everybody who's tuned in and has discernment can feel the danger, and now we're seeing it manifest.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Long segment, the final segment after that, go to Janice, Merrill, Otter, Michael, Ty, and others that are patiently holding here today for Matthew Stein, our guest. You know, I have had things in my life happen, like where I have a dream of being mugged and tell people about the dream, and then 6 months later walk around a corner and the guy wearing the exact same shirt and the same thing happens to me. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world we don't understand. or somebody has a feeling not to walk out in the road, and all of a sudden a car comes shooting by really fast. Anybody who does it, now they've proven in scientific studies, you can look it up. I even saw big Scientific American, I think last month, had that as one of its top stories, was is that there is a sixth sense. But expanding on that, that's called your gut. You know, any good police detective will tell you they've got that. But continuing, you're saying, you know, just deep down you knew something was going on, you investigated it, but you've got the government's own reports that you quote in your piece in one of your books, where, in fact, list some of those reports where they admit that a soul flare or EMP would do the things you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, some of the top scientists in the world who urged me to write my article, 400 Chernobyls, that you posted on your website, and that's on my website, whentechfails.com. And they're saying, Matt, so far, you know, since 2008, Congress has been voting on on different bills to deal with the EMP solar storm problem, where we're basically open to the end of the world as we know it for a guaranteed solar event that's guaranteed to happen. It happens every, average 75 to 100 years, but, I mean, they could happen 2 5-year apart and 2 100 years apart. Last
year,
was 90 years
ago. Some
of
the government's own reports, and I'm on the road, and I don't have your book in front of me. What are some of those reports?
Well, one is the Meditech report. It's the influence of geomagnetic storms on the U.S. grid, and that's one of the – there's a link to that report at the end of my 400 Chernobyls in the footnotes, and that's one of the storms, and that's John Kappenman. And that was done at Meditech under the auspices of the Oak Ridge National Labs, and it was third-party checked by by another national laboratory down there in New Mexico. Also took a look at it, and they verified the response. And basically, it's saying.
And I know the Pentagon's put out reports. They put out reports as well, so they know all of this, really just don't even have a plan to deal with it.
No, they have a plan. They have a plan. There's the EMP Commission, which was a bipartisan commission of scientists and military personnel and various top-notch people put together. And so Dr. William Graham, I keep wanting to call him Billy Graham, but that's a different guy, different doctor. Anyway, William Graham, PhD, he was Reagan's science advisor, and he's said he agrees 100% with my 400 Chernobyl analysis, and he's totally behind me on that. And he hasn't succeeded in getting them to make the things. They have a plan for about $1 billion. They could protect our grid with this new technology.
Sure, what I meant is it hasn't been adopted. They plan to ship.
They haven't done a damn thing. They haven't actually, other than talk about it and think about and vote on it and vote it down, they haven't done a damn thing to actually implement it. So we're still the same sitting duck that they were when they came out with that EMP report years ago. And the Meditech report was 2010. The EMP Commission started doing stuff 2004, 2006, 2008, 2010. And the more they look at it, the more they verify that we're a sitting duck. We're waiting for the end of the world as we know it, and we're not doing it. For the price of a single stealth bomber, they could fix this. They could put backup fuel supplies for a year at every nuclear installation and backup bunker and EMP-hardened container with backup cooling system and power generating systems to keep the cooling going. See, when you turn off a nuclear power plant, it's not like flipping a switch. You got to keep those rods cool for 3 to 5 years or they'll melt down. You don't keep that water cool and flowing, then they're going to melt down. There's going to be a problem. And not only that.
And if there's a breakdown of society, we're looking at 400 Chernobyls.
Right. You're looking at 400 around the world.
But they don't care. Like you said, already 9 out of 10 reactors are already leaking one way or another. It's crazy.
These reactors were originally designed with like a 20-year lifespan, and now we got 40 years. And I know in Vermont Yankee, it's leaking like a sieve into the groundwater, and everybody in the state wants to shut it down, and they voted to shut it down. But the judicial system is saying, no, you can't do it. It's free enterprise. They get the right to keep running that reactor that's old and decrepit and leaking radioactive fluid into the ground. They still have the right to keep running it. It's like, well, wait a minute. This thing is like way beyond its design life, and it's leaking like a sieve, and we don't have a right to shut it down? It's like, come on. You know, it's asking to kill us all. I mean, it's like they're saying the money, the buck is more important than the genetic mutations. You've seen those pictures of those kids from Chernobyl? I mean, amazing.
Yeah, let's talk about it. on the other side, then go to phone calls. It's just off the charts insane. It's a death wish collectively. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We are back. You have found it, the tip of the spear in the info war, covering every subject and angle you can imagine in an attempt to get humanity to awaken, to take control of our destiny. Our guest was making a point right before we went to break. I wanted him to be able to finish that point he was making about genetic mutations, infertility from radiation. Aaron Dykes brought an article in about a month ago. I didn't even know this was true. He showed me several mainstream articles admitting that 9 out of 10 reactors worldwide are leaking one way or another. There's now every week in the U.S. or Canada, I see articles about big leaks, disasters. It's like, because they're getting to be 35, 40 years old. Imagine when they're 50 years old and they're only supposed to go 20 years. And that radiation just eats holes in everything, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, these things are like old, cheaply built condos or something built in the 60s that are just falling apart. And they're built on fault lines, you name it. Going back to Matt Stein, Matt, finish that point, and we're going to go to phone calls.
Okay. Roughly 240 people died short-term right after Chernobyl. But the Russian study, the Russian scientific, you know, the big national Russian science study, looks like about 1 million people died long-term from Chernobyl, and 3 million people lost their health. They basically got Chernobyl AIDS, acquired immune syndrome. People, the Chernobyl necklace, you walk through the villages, it's all over. You know, 3 out of 4 people have this necklace of tumors around the neck. Children are born with no legs. Children are born with heads that are this long. I mean, and people who think I'm fear-mongering, this is the reports right there that verify the information in my 400 Chernobyls article. This is government stuff, scientific studies. This is not some fear-mongering weirdo just pulling stuff out of you know where. This
well,
is
listen,
like
I only mentioned that
stuff.
Because I only mentioned that because I saw a guy on my Twitter at twitter.com/realalexjones where I'm posting photos and videos of when I'm on the road, you know, saying, oh, you're just a fear-monger, Alex. Everything's fine. So I was presenting that to you. Most people are actually starting to wake up. You know, these are guys that are playing violins as the Titanic goes down. But again, what about the elite? Why don't they care that reactors are melting down and having problems everywhere? It's crazy.
I think many of them do care. That's the thing is when you say the elite, I don't think they're all in one little group. But I think what bonds them is that what got them there at that top 1% is the way we've done things. And it's also what's gotten our planet to the edge of the cliff and the abyss. So the problem is that those people on top have a huge stake in keeping it going the way it's been going. But they also know we're getting near the cliff. So it's kind of like, well, you know, I can't, like, lose my money and my power, so I got to keep going the way I've been going. But I'm also getting near this edge of this cliff, so I'm not sure what to do. So I think you mentioned earlier the inner compass, that each God gave each and every one of us a link. The gut feel, the intuitive, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, that inner compass is in each and every one of us, and we all know we're in trouble, like serious trouble. And the problem is that most of us just don't have a clue what to do about it. And so certainly on a small point, you know, from on your personal level, well, you need to have your preparedness act together. You know, and that's what, like, when disaster strikes is basically what you need to know, do, and have on hand to keep your family safe. But then on a larger level, we know we need more than just ourselves. We need a community because it takes a whole village to survive this kind of collapse. And on the even larger level, it's like we know we got to change the way we're doing things in the world, and we got to get the power out of the global elites, take it back from the people and say, let's not stop the insanity and let's do things right so we don't collapse this planet and all perish like the Titanic going down. We're on the Titanic right now, and it's sinking.
Well, you're right. I want to go to phone calls here now. In fact, let me pull up my call list. Again, I'm here on the road. Let's talk to Janice in Texas and then others. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
My inner compass is working, and I've had this idea for a few days. We're embroiled in a water war in the Hill Country here. But I started thinking over that, and I thought about, and this is a question to you, Matthew, and Alex as well. But what if Ron Paul did something like unprecedented, like appointed his entire cabinet? You know, because you look through history, and it's Kissinger, it's Holder, it's Lisa Jackson from the EPA. It's all these bad appointments that have caused like everything to really go bad. You can't just, like, expect one person to do everything. So I just made a little short list just off the top of my head. Lieutenant Anthony Schaefer as vice president, because he, you know, nobody could accuse Ron Paul of not having good foreign policy because he could straighten that out. Bruce Bynes as attorney general. Rand Paul, secretary of state. And I was thinking of you, Matthew, is heading up the EPA to be able to save us from this horrible thing. I mean, if it's only a few billion dollars, they give that to...
Well, sure. We'd first have to get Ron Paul elected. Janice, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, maybe he could put some input into the campaign and make people vote for Ron Paul or whatever.
Sure, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Let me just throw this in here. Let me just throw something in here at everybody.
Sure.
Again, here's an example. We're told that we need to use less water because it's for the environment, and they basically take locals' water and give it to some city, like she's talking about in Central Texas. Or we see other examples of where they say they're doing one thing for the environment, but it's really not for the environment. And, I mean, do you have any comments about the presidential election there, Matthew?
Well, my main comments is that the same, the people who own the Republicans and own the Democrats are still keeping the system going. I honestly think it's going to take an Arab Spring. I'm not sure that Ron Paul is the answer. The machine is taking us towards the cliff, and I think it's going to be either. Most people seem to feel like it's going to take a massive shakeup, and it's either going to all fall apart or it's going to be so scary that the
yes.
people in power will finally say, we've got to really change it because we're clearly headed for the abyss and we've got to make the change. And I don't care who put money into my account to get me elected. I've got to do the right thing. And so my sense is we're going to have to get slapped around really bad. Like when I ask people, I speak to hundreds and hundreds of people, and I ask them to raise their hands. And I'm unusual because I speak to people on the right and on the left and in the center. I'm not just like all speaking to the left or always to the right. And I ask people, regardless of political, how many people think that no matter what we do, we're headed for the cliff? And it used to be one out of three people would raise their hand, but now two out of three people think that no matter what we do, we're headed for the cliff. Then I ask people, how many people think everything's okay? And I've never seen a hand come up yet when I ask that question. If they think
and
it's
just
okay,
10 years ago, and just 10 years ago, a lot of people thought everything was okay. I want to go back to calls right now, but I just want to make this point. Here's another example of fake environmentalism. George Monbiot, all these globalists, they say the answer is more reactors. And that that's an environmentalist move, is to build more reactors everywhere. I'm not against science, technology. I'm not against nuclear power if they could ever do it right. The problem is they never do it right. It's always causing problems. And now they've set the precedent to have meltdowns and then still not get in trouble. I mean, what do you think about the so-called environmentalist out there promoting more reactors and like small neighborhood reactors?
Yeah, I was blown away with George Monbiot, to be honest with you, because I really didn't expect it out of him. But there's plenty of other guys who are saying the opposite. It's just that because he's saying right there what the industry wants, they cherry pick. So they're going to pick this guy who's a, quote, environmentalist and say, look, George Monbiot's in favor of it. And they approved the first reactor approved in America in like 30 years, got approved last week. So it's kind of mind-blowing that you can have a Fukushima and assume that it's just going to kill the industry. And it's like, no, there's 442 in the world right now, and there's 600 on the books. There's another 150 on the books, and they're starting to approve them. I mean, you would think Fukushima
it's mass delusion.
Would be a nail in the coffin. Yeah.
Well, it's the old saying. It's the old saying of the complexity of the world is starting to outstrip human control and understanding of it. But it's like they wouldn't let the Tribs use DU until 1991, and now they don't even do any type of hazmat, decon with it. They just say use it; it's fine, even though they know it's a death sentence. I mean, it's a mass lunacy has hit us. Merrill in Utah, you're on the air with Matthew Stein. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I really appreciate you taking my call. I got cut off Sunday, but I've got a question for Matt. I was wondering if Matt would support the citizens getting together and making a petition.
Well, there's lots of petitions. Petition to do what?
Yeah, sir, you're on the air.
Oh, sorry about that. A petition that would kind of force the government maybe to do something about this problem. I mean, it's only a couple billion dollars, as you stated.
They have a bill in Congress, and they... You know, one of the reasons I wrote the article and been on the radio is I'm telling people, talk to your congressman. I'm not totally convinced that it's not possible to do something because I honestly can't imagine a globalist or anyone being in favor of not doing something if they understood it. But there's an example of the lack of understanding. It's like Newt Gingrich goes on the phone and talks about EMP as if he's an expert, and yet he made statements that are totally false according to the EMP report. So it's clear, here's a guy running for president who hasn't read the report. So I'm saying that the kind of misinformation that he has, the guy running for president, is indicative of what's happening all over. Is people get a 5 minute...
What is the billion-dollar plan, just to recap it, is to build at certain sites, what, hardened transformers that won't be blown out?
Well, $1 billion will put these new style vacuum tube switches on each of these large power transformers the grid's totally dependent upon that are custom made and take 3 years to get a single one built and in place. And it would protect them. It would be a very rapid switch that protects them in the event of an EMP or solar storm or some grid anomaly that endangers these transformers. For another $1 billion, they could have the EMP-hardened containers with spare parts to keep the cooling systems flowing in the event of a grid long-term grid failure or the event of an electronic failure from an EMP so that the cooling systems keep flowing. Now, it's not a perfect system. There is no perfect system.
They're saying Fukushima is going to cost hundreds of billions. Imagine if they would have had more backups there.
That's correct. If they'd had, like, the bunkers on hand, if they'd had the fuel on hand, if they'd had stuff on hand that they could have switched out in a hurry. But, you know, with a, say they had a 10-point earthquake centered right there, well, that would take it all down no matter what anyways. But so nothing's perfect, but they certainly could have done a lot better than they did.
Otter and Mash, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings. You're on the road, and I'm hoping that you're doing well. I know you're not on your treadmill as often as you've been.
No, I'm not. What's on your mind? You got a question for our guest?
Yes. Well, actually, not so much a question as total agreement. It's been a good while since I've had the opportunity. I'm hearing and agreeing pretty much across the board with what we are in dialogue at this point in time. I think that, as a joke, hey, have you got what is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting too old. I just can't remember everything all the time. Job application? I'd work for you. So if you need someone in New England, I happen to be in the hub of the globalist vacation land, sitting out here on the vineyard. So, let's put all that aside. I'm sorry. What we're talking about is deep. What we're talking about is vast. What we're talking about can be overcome through our positivity, through our prayers, and I thank you for what you did earlier. I hope to get through to you. I'm thrilled with Rob D. The nightly thing has been a wonderful situation. Personally, I haven't been able to fulfill, if you see anything of my attempts with your systems to infuse them. It hasn't been easy. You know, we're in 3 years of depression. So there's like 10,000 things we can talk about. You are so much more an expert than most, if not all of us. I can't really say anything at this second that is...
All right, well, Otter, good to hear from you. No, Otter, I hear what you're saying. I understand. It's just it is massive what we're facing. Michael in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, it's Michelle, and I have a quick question about if we had an EMP or a solar flare, what would that do to our... if you had a solar generator, or would it hurt the batteries or the solar panels themselves? And if so, what could we use for some kind of a power source?
A solar flare would not touch them. A solar flare would not affect your local renewable energy system. An EMP may well cook parts of your solar system, probably not your solar panels themselves, but quite likely it would screw up your inverter, your power inverter. So what you can do is store some spare critical parts like the power inverter, the electronic controllers that are digitally processed inside in a steel enclosure. Like wrap them in a garbage bag, put aluminum foil around them. It's called a double Faraday cage, and then put another garbage bag around it and then put it inside of, say, a galvanized garbage can. And you can store any spare critical parts like a backup shortwave radio, backup solar inverter, things like that to protect against EMP. Now, again, solar
but
storm
it's good to have,
does not really do that.
Sure. But it's good to have two of critical parts anyways in case society collapses. Right. You've got backups.
Certainly. You know, in case of long-term collapse, I mean, you won't be able to go out and buy this stuff because it depends on high-technology factories to make it. So you're totally correct. Any kind of spares you can have will be valuable for yourself as well as for trade and barter in a collapse-type situation.
Michelle, anything else?
Yeah, the batteries themselves will be fine, though, right, you're saying?
Correct. The batteries can handle all that. It's more like the sparky things that happen from an EMP tend to fry chips. Now, the most recent chips in the last 5 years, if they're built to the EU standards, then the last 5 years' chips built to the EU standards actually have onboard electrostatic protection built into them. So they're much more resistant to an EMP-type event. The big problem with EMP, too, is that any digital electronics that's controlled by long runs of wire, like our big factories and our SCADAs, our remote sensing control and data acquisition systems, all of those things, those long runs of Ethernet cable that connect stuff together in industrial processes, those act like big antennas to suck in the energy from an EMP or a solar storm, so they're much more susceptible to failure in the event of either EMP or solar storm. Your small personal electronics are not so susceptible to failure.
All right. Good questions, Michelle. Thank you so much for actually asking our guests a question. Because we don't screen calls. We have great callers, but it's almost always on another subject. We could have Ron Paul on and take calls. They bring something else up, which is fine, but just didn't get to the points. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Romania.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Yeah, it's either the end of the New World Order.
This is the end.
And this global governance system run by a bunch of crazies, or it's the end of us. Whether they're trying to start war with Iran, Russia, and China are threatening to counter strike. Governments killed 260 plus million people last century alone. It's called democide. We want to stop that from being repeated or even bigger this century. Let's go to Josh in Oregon. You're on the air with Matthew Stein. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, Dad. Great interview.
Hi, Josh. And, how you doing?
All right. And Alex Jones, thank you for all you've done for humanity. You're a wonderful person, and I support every single thing you've done for as long as you've been on the air.
Well, thank you, sir.
I had a question and kind of a comment as well for the interview. One was, I think, Alex, you might be aware that obviously our government is clearly in the know about upcoming events and usually doesn't seem to tell us about them if they're not outright perpetrating them. Clearly, from the data I've gathered, they are aware of a coming cataclysm, a massive cataclysm. I've seen some mention of it through your website about polar shifts, and there is clearly, from what I've seen, it looks to be polar shifts already slowly occurring on our planet.
I've talked to a lot of experts. I bet your dad knows more than I do, but the poles are always moving a little bit, but they have been moving faster than they were previously, but they've only been recording them, for 60, 70 years. I have looked into this, but I don't think anybody knows. What I do know is elites and governments are building seed vaults, armored compounds, DNA vaults, RNA vaults. The elites are digging in like they think it's the end of the world. Now, whether that's the financial collapse or World War III, or they know something we don't know. Let's ask your dad. What do you think, Matt?
That from the trends, like my article, The Perfect Storm, those trends are guaranteed to collapse business and the world as we know it, in my opinion, as a scientist and engineer. If a graph is headed straight for the bottom, you don't do something different, it's going to hit bottom. Now, whether the poles are going to shift or not, I don't know. That's a very long-scale geological event. You know, I don't claim to have that special knowledge. I do claim that I was shown in a vision in 1997 and directed to write a book to help people be more sustainable and self-reliant and handle the collapse of society and high technology as we know it. But I was not privy to the knowledge of exactly what was fomenting that problem, that issue, that big collapse. I wasn't given that. A friend of mine is an ex-military guy. Uses a good saying. He says God works on a need-to-know basis, you know, because he was crying and wondering why his life had fallen apart and praying to God, like, why didn't you tell me and show me? And he said, well, I saved you from a crazy wife, but, you know, not in the way you appreciate it. And it's like, okay, I get the information I need to know, but not what I want to know. And I've been shown this collapse coming long before most people were aware of it, but I haven't been shown exactly what causes it. I don't have that information and don't claim to know it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people talk about just information. I mean, a lot of that you could say, too, is the subconscious mind is hundreds of times more powerful than the conscious mind. And
I agree.
And it basically can come. I mean, that's like women's intuition or whatever. I'm not trying to say, you know, what happened to you. All I know is, you know, the issue I just raised, the elites are digging in like I've never seen them before. And that's probably just the economic collapse and the warfare stuff, the resource wars.
It could well be. I mean, I think the writing's on the wall, and they've got the money, so they're dealing with it.
All right, we're going to come right back with our guest and more of your phone calls. Anything else, Josh, from Oregon?
Yeah, I was just going to say, if they were aware of such an event, it could cause worldwide massive earthquakes, which would eliminate the majority of the nuclear plants on the New Madrid fault line, which would indeed cause a cataclysm due to the earthquake much larger than the power.
You're right, you're right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.